Well, there we are. We've been playing that for the past few weeks. We love it. It's called Rose Tinted. It's by The Overtones. It's off their brand new album, which is out today. It's called 10.
Yes!
And as you can hear, they're on the line to celebrate it now. I've got Mark and Darren from The Overtones on the line. Morning to you both. Lovely to have you on the line.
Oh, how are you?
Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Ah, it's fantastic. Great. Listen, I don't know who's going to take any of these questions. We'll just run it like trying to herd cats, and we'll take it from there. But 10 years. So when you're looking back, does it really feel like a 10-year journey, or is it a case of blink and crikey, how did we get here?
No, it doesn't feel like 10 years at all. I mean, even though we have seemed to have like packed so much into that decade, it seems to have gone by in a blink of an eye. And to think that we've released like 7 albums in that time, and all that, I think it's about 11 tours that we've clocked up. So, and that's, you know, not including, you know, touring in Germany and getting out to Asia and South Africa. And like, we've made so many memories. And actually, I was just saying before, like, being in lockdown in a way is kind of giving you a chance to press the pause button and actually reflect and take stock on what we have actually achieved. Which just seemed very apt, given that we're just about to release an album celebrating that as well.
Indeed, indeed. In 10 years, you know, in this business, it's an achievement, isn't it? It's a real achievement, Darren. And the sound has been, it's been consistent. It's always so fresh. How do you manage to keep it that way?
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, 10 years is an achievement. We're lucky boys. Not many people last this long. And look, we just. Every year we treat it as our first year, and we just keep working hard. There's no secret to it. We're average, everyday boys, like to have a laugh, and I think that's infectious, you know. Our music's feel good. We put a smile on people's faces, and we don't take anything for granted. We've had big success. We've gone platinum. We've performed at Queen's Jubilee, sold out tours, like performed all over the world, but we know that at any time that can stop, so you got to stay on top of your game and keep working hard.
And you say about keep working hard and stay on top of your game. Being the sort of close harmony group that you are, do you have to spend a lot of time just rehearsing and rehearsing and rehearsing? Well,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been a little bit harder during lockdown, yes. I've got to say. Yeah, we obviously over the 10 years, you do hone your craft, and I wouldn't say it becomes second nature, because like Darren said, you've got to keep ahead of the game at all times. But we're definitely a lot more experienced now. But yeah, absolutely. We're constantly rehearsing. We've been in the studio this week, like rehearsing our moves, rehearsing our vocals, already for the upcoming.
We've got a gig tonight. We've got an album launch show tonight, which we're really excited about.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, cool. Nice to have you back out. And we'll talk about the fact you're coming to Cambridge in a minute. So, brand new album out, and it's got some new stuff on it from you and some really interesting covers. I've been saying in the back of my mind all the time we've been playing Rose Tinted that sounds like very Mick Hucknall, the delivery. And then I look at the album and Stars is on there. So is that Jay's the lead vocal on Stars? That's his input, is it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a compliment. And look, I'll tell him that in a minute when I see him. He'll be thrilled. He'll be sending you a thank you card. But yeah, look, Jay's got a great soulful voice. As has a legend, who is Mick Hucknall as well. So look, it's going to be an amazing moment on tour singing that song. And it was amazing having the very talented Marisha Wallace on it.
Yeah, I mean, you've got Marisha Wallace, you've got Michael Ball as well. That must have been fun.
Yeah, he's been a good friend of the band over the last decade, really. We've been lucky enough to record a track for his album in the past, as well as performing live with him. We've been on his sort of Radio 2 show countless times, and we were really honoured when he agreed to jump on the album, and he sounds phenomenal on it. So, yeah, definitely take a listen to that one, because it's a real corker.
But there's a mix of everything on it, because you've got Amazing Grace, which you were telling me before we started, Mark, you did that for Songs of Praise. And then you've got things like September, and you've got the sort of disco favourites. And you've got A Night to Remember. I love this. The album that I've, the copy that I've got in front of me, it's got two versions of A Night to Remember. You've got the more traditional upbeat, Here We Go, and a fantastic acoustic version. What inspired you to try that?
I mean, like I was saying before, it's like we were offered the chance to record this amazing version of Amazing Grace for Songs of Praise, and we were so proud of it that we wanted to put it on the album. But because we'd already recorded the album and it was finished, we decided to put a deluxe version together, And along with that came some extra tracks as well. One of those being, like you say, A Night to Remember, this acoustic version. And we have a producer that we work with, Julian Hinton. He's such a talented guy, and we've worked with him over the last decade. So he knows us inside out in terms of what works for us, what works musically. And he's such a talented arranger. So, you know, with our input as well, especially with the vocal harmonies, we came up with this acoustic version, which, we'd already kind of put our own spin on the original. I don't know whether you noticed on A Night to Remember that the version that we've done, we've actually kind of mashed it up with another little track as well towards the end. And then to get to do an acoustic version as well was great.
It sounds amazing. Now, okay, as you've said, you mentioned just now, you know, you're known as a close harmony group. You're also really tight on the dance moves. And so now you're back out on tour. That's also, you're polishing up your dancing shoes and practicing your moves here, Darren.
Oh, indeed. Now, listen, Mike's hips have been locked up for 2 years. So all I'm saying is, if you're in the first few rows on our shows, beware, because them hips are getting unleashed. He likes to shake them hips. They call him snake hips. We've been in the studio learning choreography for our new songs. There'll be a few songs we're performing tonight. So we're making sure none of us make mistakes and slide the wrong way. But yeah, look, it's all fun. It's hard work, but it's fun. And we can't wait to get out on the road with all the new songs and new dance routines. So yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Now, we're looking forward to it because you're coming to the Corn Exchange in Cambridge in November. You've played the Corn Exchange before, Mark, is that right?
We have, many a time, actually. We always look forward to that one. Such a lovely venue. It's got a real vibe to it. Like, it always feels like a big party when we perform there. So, yeah, can't wait to get there and the rest of the UK. You know, it's been a long time coming, so we're ready to bring the party and bring back the feel-good. So if you haven't got your tickets, there's still a few left. So head over to theovertones.tv and come to your nearest venue.
Sounds like a great idea. So here you are, you're at 10 years. Do you have a date in your diary, which is, this is our birthday? And are you actually doing a little thing together to celebrate?
We always say, and it's the truth, that we actually signed our record contract on the 1st of April, on April Fool's Day. Unbelievably, I think I remember Darren ringing me and telling me that was, you know, we've got to go into the office. They've offered us our record contract, and I thought it was a wind up. So yeah, that's a special day for us. Definitely, we always mark that day with a beer.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope
beer
you can.
And a TGI.
Yes.
A beer and a TGI.
Well, let's hope you can celebrate the 11th birthday properly, because obviously April, not a great time this year to have been doing it. Listen, congratulations on 10 years. Congratulations on a fabulous album. It's out today and we really love it. It's called 10. And we really can't wait to see you guys when you get to Cambridge. Mark, Darren, thanks ever so much for coming on. Have a great day.
Thank you, Neil. And you, mate. Thank you.